This week's cultural highlights in our region include Irish music, minimalism, funk, bluegrass, ballet, plus a whole lot more. The weekend's biggest event takes place at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. when the Prime Minister of Funk himself, George Clinton, steers his mothership into Mass Mocha for a special stop on his final tour with his phenomenal outfit P-Funk, formerly known as Parliament Funkadelic. The unfortunate news for you is that unless you've already bought tickets, the show is sold out. The good news, however, is that Clinton is appearing at Mass Mocha by special request of exhibiting artists Allison Janae Hamilton and Trenton Doyle Hancock. Clinton is an artistic touchstone for Hancock, whose work is built around a deeply detailed mythology inspired by superheroes, sci-fi, Greek myths, moral relativism, and religion, a blend very much not unlike that of George Clinton's. Hamilton, whose evocative exhibition pitch, inspired by the flora and fauna and landscape of Florida, is on view through March 17th. She named her work Atomic Dog for one of Clinton's albums. So go see the Clinton-inspired artworks if you can't get into the P-Funk concert. It's getting to that time of the year when Irish and Celtic music pop up everywhere, and this Saturday at 8 p.m., Celtic singer-songwriter Kevin McCrell performs with percussionist Brian Mellick in the Spencertown Academy Roots and Shoots concert series in Spencertown, New York. Saratoga native Kevin McCrell has performed at top Celtic folk and bluegrass festivals around the world, as well as at Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center, among other illustrious venues. The Mehewi in Great Barrington has two live in HD screenings this weekend. On Saturday at 2 p.m., London's National Theatre performs David Hare's new political drama, I'm Not Running. Then on Sunday at 1 p.m., viewers can watch the Bolshoi Ballet dance the classical ballet Sleeping Beauty. Tonight at 7 p.m., a trio of new music minimalists perform in a triple bill at Hudson Hall. Cellist Julia Kent, violinist Christopher Tignor, and 12-string guitarist Alexander Turnquist are all exponents of an experimental scene rooted in classical minimalism. They variously make use of tape manipulations, live looping, and custom-built instruments to extend traditional practice into the here and now, which is the name of tonight's program. When you're done with minimalism, you can head around the corner to Club Helsinki Hudson, where roots music supergroup Barnes Gordy Walsh will perform its blend of instrumental virtuosity and innovation at 9 p.m. This new trio, featuring banjoist Danny Barnes, guitarist Grant Gordy, and mandolinist Joe K. Walsh, draws upon a wide array of influences, its members collectively keeping their feet in the rock, bluegrass, jazz, and avant-garde. Author and critic Luke Sant headlines a free evening of readings at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Sant's books include Low Life, Evidence, The Factory of Facts, Kill All Your Darlings, and The Other Paris. Also on tap for the volume reading series on Saturday night are two-time Pushcart Prize nominee poet Valerie Siung and novelist Jillian Medoff, author of This Could Hurt and Good Girls Gone Bad. Five-time Grammy Award-winning soprano Dawn Upshaw teams up with the Bard College Conservatory Orchestra in the Fisher Center at Bard College on Saturday night at 8 p.m. for a concert that includes Samuel Barber's Symphony in One Movement, Opus 9, Oliver Nussen's Requiem Songs for Sue, and Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.